always good to talk track and field with you, Kylie. And you've had a chance to kind of reflect on the season here for, a month or so as we're almost into July. But great season. Another one with Doan. You got to Nationals. And so I think you're pretty satisfied, wouldn't you say, for your season indoors and outdoors, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, I would say for sure. Just definitely grateful this year for everything that I was able to do this season, my team and I. So, yeah, I would definitely just say really grateful.
A little controversy at the national meet in your mile relay, wasn't there?
Oh, yes. Yes, there was.
If you could explain a little bit, I guess getting tripped up and then you had to wait, and then they ended up changing the decision, and you got a medal out of it, an All-American status. That I think that's what happened, right?
Yep, yeah. I'll kind of go through kind of what happened. So my in the mile relay, yeah, we made finals and everything on the second day of finals, and you know, we're, you know, this is like everything, and we were trying to go for the school record, you know, in that moment we're like, hey, here's the school record, you know, and we just want to get a medal and, you know, place well, because, you know, our time coming in was really great, and we were 2 seconds off the Doan school record, and so, you know, we kind of had a little bit of pressure, but, you know, just kind of keeping it, just we're here in finals and we're fine now, you know. And so we get into the mile relay, and you know, Kat runs her first leg, stellar as always, and then Chaney goes, and Chaney herself had a day, or 3 days actually. She was in the multis too, and so, you know, after all those events, and then she comes to the 4x4 finals, and you know, she gets the baton, and then we get around, she gets around about that second corner over there by the 200, and all of a sudden I'm just watching over at the line, because we're already lined up, and we were sitting, I think it was third or fourth at the time, before Chaney started making a move, which is usually, that's what Chaney does. She usually makes a move right around that time and does a great job at doing it, and then all of a sudden I just see her get pushed from the back, and then in that moment, I just remember my stomach just dropped, and I was like, oh no. And then I see her get up, and I, you know, like, I'm nervous now. Like, this is where my nerves are kicking in, and, you know, I'm a little nervous, and I'm a little scared, because I'm like, oh, hopefully, and then she's searching for the baton, and then she gets back up, and then I see her come around, and then the only thing that I just said in my head was like, you need to finish for your team and for Chaney, you know, like, not a lot of athletes would have gotten back up and done that, you know, to do it all for their team. Chaney's one of those people that, you know, she's going to give it her all no matter what, no matter how much pain she's in, you know, I've seen that girl give it her all at so many events, and so at that point, I was just like, you know, you got to do this for Chaney and for your team, and, you know, once we finished the 4x4, I know we didn't place exactly how we wanted to, but in that moment, you know, I filled with tears a little bit, because, you know, it's just that heartbreaking feeling, you know, like when you worked so hard all year, and then all of a sudden, like, especially for Chaney, like, she had to rerun her 200 the day before, and then it was like, this happened, and, you know, we went over to Annika, and we were like, there's no way, like, they're gonna make it, you know, like, they should have been DQ'd, and then, you know, you saw the guy, once you watched the video, the flag go right up right away, and so we went over to Coach Fi, and we were like, he had to pay $100. Well, actually, it was $75, but Coach Fi only had $100. And so, I mean, you know, knowing Fi, he's going to do whatever he can. And they had to go in there and, you know, appeal everything. And, you know, we're just sitting there waiting. And then I just look at Chaney, and we just start praying, because we're like, you know, this is in God's hands now. Like, this is not really anything we can do. You know, we ran the race, and we tried everything that we could. But now, you know, it's in God's hands, and you know what? He knows what's best for us. And so, you know, we kind of were upset at the time, but, you know, once everything was over with, then, honestly, once we found out, Coach Fi came over, and he had this suspicion on his face that, like, not everything was fine, and so we were kind of getting nervous as he was coming over to us, and we're just, like, we're kind of jumping around, and then all of a sudden, he's like, I got my $100 back, and we were like, what does that mean? Like, you need to explain to us what, you know, because we were just like, did we even get eighth place? Like, that's what we were worried about. It's just getting that All-American medal, and then he was like, yep, you guys are All-Americans, and then we had to wait for the other team to appeal appeal what the final decision was. And so then it was like another 30 minutes. And so it was just a really long process of waiting and just waiting. And so that was pretty hard. But, you know, learning or feeling the feeling of being an All-American again was just, it was nice.
So explain to me, if you could, to appeal, it cost you $100 for a coach to appeal? Is that right?
Well, it cost $75, but since Coach Fi only had a $100 bill, it was he paid $100. And so you have to pay to appeal because then it's like almost it could be like discrimination, or, you know, you're trying to get sides. And so if this is something that you really think is worth it, you know, like kind of it's almost like a bribement, I feel like. You know, you kind of have to go in and be like, oh yeah, like Coach Fi is confident, like, you know, he is confident enough to go in and say this. And I mean, either way, I think he would have been fine with going in there, you know, just making it known that, you know, we were in the right and that team was definitely in the wrong. And, you know, it wasn't even like a second guess. You know, obviously they had to watch the video over and over again just to make sure nothing was, you know, discrimination or, you know, something they're trying to take our side or anything like that. And so yeah, he had to pay and I think the other team did too, for if they wanted to appeal the final decision. But I'm sure at that point they were like, yeah, we knew that the girls on our team were in the wrong. So I was just like, there's no way that they would want to appeal us, because, you know, in that moment when the flag goes up, the flag went up, and then it was like, yeah, even the guy over there that was watching the whole time knew that girl was in the wrong when she pushed Shaney over. So yeah, that was the long process of a day in the finals.
I bet it was, no question about it. And I have never ever heard of an appeals process where you got to pay money. That's a first. I have never heard about that.
Yeah, because now they have video and everything to watch it over, so it makes it a little bit better and a little bit quicker, I would have thought, at least. But that was not the case.
Hey, and you had your other Doan athletes and the ladies. I see the Sutton girl did very well. And you mentioned the Voigt girl, if I pronounce that right, had a dynamite meet. So you had some other women really do well in nationals, didn't they?
Yeah, Kat's the Voigt girl. She's the other 400 runner. I think she ended up placing fifth or sixth, maybe, something like that. And then the 4x1, the 4x1 girls, I think, got it away with fourth or fifth. And then, yeah, Maddie Sutton, she wasn't even coming in. She was talking to us about it. She wasn't even coming in, sitting that well. I think it was shot put. And she, I think she ended up, I know she was in shot put, discus, and hammer, and she ended up being a national champion in two of them. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, she is such a fun girl to watch. I loved watching Maddie throw, because, you know, she leaves nothing. I mean, she leaves it all out there. I mean, she has nothing left when she is done. You know, she's one of those people that, you know, she's going to give it her all when she gets out there in the ring. And so it's a joy to watch her. And even the 4x1 and even Kat watching her 400, you know, she's been my competition all year round. You know, we've been running back to back all the time in practice. And so, you know, seeing her hard work pay off was really a joy too.
Well, yeah, 2 years in the book. You're halfway home, I do believe, with two more years left. And looking forward to indoor and outdoor track coming up again, I'm sure, next year, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I'm really excited. Yeah, after this year, you know, it just makes me even more eager to start season. I just feel like every year we're getting a little bit better each year. And, you know, it's just, it's nice to know that that's the case. And, you know, I'm not getting worse. But, yeah, just to see the progression come. And so it just makes me really excited for, you know, these next 2 years. We're just also trying to savor everything because, you know, yeah, I'm about to be a junior and it feels like I was just walking on Doan's campus yesterday. So it's kind of heartbreaking, but, you know, it's coming. And so I'm really excited to just get back to the grind. And I've been kind of having some summer stuff, just been cycling and just keeping my core and my body strong, you know, for in the off season, you know, because that's where it always happens. And, you know, just mentally and physically staying healthy.
You're staying in Crete over the summer. That's, you've got some stuff to keep you busy. You're telling me you're helping out with camps, and you had Doan hosted a meet recently. Is that right?
Yeah, we actually had that. I think it was 9 through 14 yesterday, and then we had the Masters today. And so my job was to help with high jumps, so I got to do high jump the last 2 days and learn a little bit of something new. So yeah, that's what Doan had. That was the meet, and then we actually had a camp for actual kids to come. I think that was the 16th, so it would have been, yeah, this past Monday. My little brother came down, and I was there, and I got to kind of help him out too. So it's been fun, you know, being out in the weather and, you know, being with all these kids and stuff and watching them. It just makes me happy to see all these kids and these, I mean, obviously today with the meets and yesterday, you know, seeing all these people compete again.
Obviously you're excited about school year, but you want to enjoy your summer. You don't want to go back to class as anytime soon. Oh no, you enjoy a little bit more of the summer, don't you?
Oh yeah, I've been enjoying a lot of it. Yeah, as you said, I'm staying here in Crete, and so I've been taking an online class to get my nursing assistant, my CNA, work here in Crete, so that'll be kind of nice. And then I'll have skills in North Platte every Tuesday starting in July, so I'll be home a little bit, but still, you know, kind of getting to see family, but then also staying back here and, you know, figuring things out here. But yeah, I'm definitely, after this last semester, I'm definitely taking advantage of my summer now.
So the Crete women, the Doan women have a lot coming back. I know you probably lose some to graduation, but do you still have quite a few coming back for this team? And I'm sure a good recruiting class coming in.
Yeah, we are actually, so we're losing Maddie Sutton, which is going to be a big thing to lose. And then Bacham, she was a thrower. And then I think everybody else is coming back for women that I know of. And we actually just got a UNO. She was an upcoming senior, Tanya Gleason. She ran for Fremont. She was actually a senior, upcoming senior at UNO. And then she didn't enjoy it up there. And so now she, came to Doan. She's going to be the first. She's like a 100, 200. Very, very talented sprinter. And then we have one from Columbus, Elizabeth Wemhoff. And then Jane Meyer from Syracuse. She's actually one of our roommates. And so we're going to get, you know, a couple of really, really great sprinters next year. And so I think it'll be a good, you know, good competition for all of us. And, you know, bringing back in, you know, kind of what we lose with, you know, Maddie Sutton and Bacham too, but just kind of bringing back in a lot of that talent just to kind of recreate everything. And so, yeah.
That 4x4, I take it the open quarter, that's going to be kind of your events again next year?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm leaning more towards. I ran the 200 a couple times this year, but, you know, that was just more for, like, training-wise. But, you know, I hit a peak in the 400 this year, very late in the year. But, and then the 4x4, too, we ran 3:47 in outdoor, which is 2 seconds off the school record. And so I think they're just going to keep, you know, kind of hammering at us to, and it'll be nice with these new commits to, you know, just kind of give us something to work for. You know, not saying that we don't work hard, but, you know, just give us some competition and practice and things like that to just push us. And so I think it'll make, you know, a lot of these positions very, very competitive, which will just make our team more successful. So.